我哋继续，我哋嘅崇拜，我哋读我哋今日嘅读经嘅经文喺哥林多前书嘅第十五章第九到第十一节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 9 through 11.
我哋先用广东话一齐嚟读，然后用英文一齐嚟读。
We'll read this together, first in Chinese and then in English.
第九节。我原自使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。然而我今日自蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不自徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。 11不拘主徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信了。
Verse 9. For I am the least of all the apostles. In fact, I'm not even worthy to be called an apostle after the way I persecuted God's church. But whatever I am now, it is all because God poured out His special favor on me, and not without results. For I have worked harder than any of the other apostles. Yet it was not I, but God, who was working through me by His grace. So it makes no difference whether I preach or they preach, for we all preach the same message you have already believed.
愿神祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
呢时候细路哥可以落去下边儿童崇拜。
The children may now be quietly dismissed for worship.
题目之今日所传讲嘅共识系福音是关于恩惠。
Pastor Wilson, message today is the gospel is about grace.
The words you just read were penned by the Apostle Paul.
咁你刚刚读嗰节嘅经文咧，系嚟自使徒保罗嘅。
And Paul's hard heart was softened by God's grace.
保罗嗰、那个顽固嘅心被神嘅恩典去软化。
And so, what I'd like for you to consider presently is this: if someone is moral and religious as Paul was, if he needed God's mercy and grace.So do we.
如果好似保罗咁样一个咁有道德、咁信奉佢嘅宗教嘅人，佢都需要恩典嘅时候，你同我今日都需要。
Let me just give you a little background on Apostle Paul. If you aren't familiar with him, he was a strong-willed activist.
保罗系一个好推动佢自己嘅宗教嘅一个好有决心嘅人。
That means of all his being, he opposed Christianity.
因为他曾经极力的去反对基督教。
And he was a religious zealot. In fact, even to the extent of being murderous against Christians.
他对他的宗教的热心去到一个地步是他要谋杀基督徒。
And so that should tell us something about God's grace and how powerful it is as it changed the Apostle Paul.From a religious zealot murdering Christians to the apostle to the Gentile world for Christ.
当你睇到神嘅恩典点样改变一个佢好似保罗一个咁嘅人，甚至乎要谋杀基督徒嘅人，以致去变成一个向外邦传基督教嘅使徒。
Okay, slide one, please. God's grace means we're not.We're not as good as we think.
神嘅恩典就系话我哋唔系比我哋想象中咁好。
Also, God's grace means, with that being said, we are far more loved than we ever dared believe.
另一方面，我哋系更加神嘅恩典，亦都系话我哋唔能够相信究竟神几咁爱我哋。
And when you understand that, those two aspects of God's grace more and more. You'll be on your way to be more like the Christ.
当你明白到恩典呢两点嘅时候，你就能够真系更加像耶稣基督。
You see, Paul is talking about the power of God's grace. We talked about that a few weeks ago, about the resurrection, which is in the first part of this chapter.
保罗系讲紧神嘅恩典嗰个能力。我哋几个礼拜之前都讲到话嗰个复活嘅能力，亦同样嘅一样。
The power of God's grace changes lives.
神恩典嘅能力可以改变人嘅生命。
Like Exhibit A, the Apostle Paul.
好似保罗一样。
So obviously God's grace is central to a life of faith.
所以好明显喺信仰嘅中心里边就系恩典。
I mentioned this in Sunday school already. Every letter of the Apostle Paul, every letter, 13 of them, starts grace to you from God.Something like that, right? Ends grace to you.
我喺主后里边都提过，啊，保罗嘅书信咧，佢全部都有从恩典去开始，最尾嘅时候咧，结语嘅时候，亦都系话有恩典嚟到你嗰度。
You can safely conclude if you analyze God's grace in the Bible that the Christian life begins and ends with God's grace.
当你去了解圣经嘅时候，你可以总结一句就系话，每一个基督徒嘅生命咧。是从恩典开始，亦都是用从恩典去终结。
And so that should clue us in to realize it should be central in your thinking and in your living.
所以你应该知道恩典应该在你自己的思想的中心，在你的生命的中心。
See, the Bible makes clear God's grace is something that comes from Him, comes from God.
圣经很清楚地指出恩典是从神那里来。
And what makes grace grace is that it starts from God. That phrase from God is so important.
恩典之所以是恩典，因为这个恩典是由神那里来。
That means it's free, unmerited, unearned.
即是说不是赚回来是免费的，不是说你用功德去换回来。
That little phrase from God is rich in meaning.
由神而来这句说话是很有意思。
You see, grace is the overflow of God, His total self-sufficiency, flowing out.
恩典的意思就是说是神里面的他的自己的足够，以致他是涌溢出来去到他的子民。
Right, the Bible says God has no deficiencies, right? He doesn't need us.
圣经讲清楚话神没并没缺欠什么，他不需要我们。
Or to put it in Paul's own words, what we have is from him, through him, and to him.
好像保罗所讲的话，我们所需要的就是由他而来，是经过他，而又也都是去到他那里。
And so, if the Bible emphasizes that so much, it's then...obvious that we our good works we can't merit anything from God.
所以我哋唔能够系用住我哋嘅好行为去换翻嚟。
We don't have anything to offer to Him that's any good.
我哋冇乜嘢可以真系献上俾佢系可以称为好嘅。
And Paul spells that out in Romans 11, towards the end of that chapter, that we can't give a gift to God so that God has to repay us.
保罗罗马书最尾嗰度讲话，有边个系俾过一啲嘢佢，以致佢偿还翻嚟俾我哋
？Because all our gifts are from him.
因为我哋嘅礼物都系由佢而嚟，我哋嘅恩典由佢而嚟。
They're his already.
系佢自己嘅。
He's just entrusted them to you.
佢只不过系将呢啲嘢去俾你。
Therefore, all his responses to us are free.
即系话佢对我哋嗰个回应全部都系免费。
He's not bound by any merit or debt that.We create from our worth or from our work.
唔系话喺我哋嘅工作、我哋嘅世界里边做咗啲咩，以致神去欠咗我哋要偿还俾我哋。
That means God doesn't barter with us. He doesn't sell or get what he needs from us.
并唔系话神喺我哋里边要需要攞啲乜嘢翻去。
God has no needs that he doesn't satisfy from and within his own self-generated resources.
神喺佢自己嘅里边已经好足够，佢唔需要。从外边去攞一啲嘢去满足佢自己。
So therefore, grace is an overflow of God's free goodness, power, and wisdom.
所以恩典就系话喺神嘅里边去涌溢出嚟佢嘅智慧、佢嘅能力。
See, saying that God is a God of grace is a way of saying that God is God. God is infinite.
讲到神嘅恩典嘅时候，其实就讲到神就系神，佢系无限。
He's all sufficient. He's self-existent. He's a complete source, sustainer and owner of all being. He's the source of all value, all worth in the universe. And so when goodness and grace comes from him, it comes freely to you. It can't come any other way. And therefore all his goodness is his grace. And Paul again and again says he pours that out upon you. See, that's what's implied in the centrality of grace in Paul's thinking and in Paul's writing, which you can tell if you studied his 13 letters.
当你去研读保罗那13卷的书信的时候，你看到恩典是他所的思想，他写作的中心。
And so, Scalp, if you don't mind, slide 3, let's look at our text, and verse 10 in particular.
让我们看看第10节。
I think I have, do I have verse 10 up there? Maybe, Caleb, you could go back to verse 10 so people can see that. 1 Corinthians 15:10. By the grace of God, what does it say there? I am what I am.
他说，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
Okay, if you could go back to slide 3. By the grace of God, he doesn't say, I think what I think.
他并不是说，我想我是哪一个，就是我是哪一个。
Paul doesn't say, by the grace of God, I do what I do.
保罗又没有说，借着神的恩典，我做所做的事。
Right, the text says, he is, I am what I am.
他说，然而我今日成了何等的人，是我一个怎样的人。
Do you know what that means?
是什么意思呢?
His very being has been changed. That means he's been changed volitionally. Not my will, but yours be done, God.
He's
been changed socially. He starts to care for the Gentiles. Whereas before, he was only concerned about as a religious zealot of the Jews, right? He's changed emotionally. He's not too high or too low.
情感上面也改变了，他不是太骄傲，也不是。
And he's changed cognitively. His mind now has been changed. He wants God's worldview. He wants to see reality from God's perspective.
他的认知也改变，因为他想从神的角度去看这个世界。
Do you see what that phrase means? I am what I am.
他说今日我成了何等的人，是什么意思呢？就是说他改变了。
God's grace has changed him.
神的恩典改变了他。
He's different than what he was before. And becoming a Christian is just like that. It's a profound effect upon you. And it's a personal experience. Slide 4. Christianity doesn't say to us, what are your opinions?
基督教不是说问你，你有什么意见呢？
Christianity doesn't say to you, what are your ethics?
又或者基督教不是问你，你的伦理观究竟是怎样呢？
What does Christianity say to you? What are you? What are you?
基督教问你是什么？问你是，你是什么的人？
What is the bottom line of your life?
你生命的底线在哪里？
What are you living for? What are you really after?
你生命究竟为什么而活？
Or you can put it like this, when all is said and done, what are your commitments? How are you
going
to assess your life at the end? What are you really about? How are you going to face death? What are you personally? That's Christianity. It affects your being.
这就是基督教，影响你的个人。
That's why he says, I am what I am.
所以保罗说，我成了何等样的人。
You see, if you're familiar with the apostle's background, it's very important to understand. He was a very powerful man. Prior to meeting Jesus, he was very powerful.
你认识到保罗，当他遇上耶稣基督之前，他是一个很有权力的人。
He was an activist. He didn't just believe Christianity was blasphemous. What did he do? He set out to exterminate Christianity. Apostle Paul wasn't one of these passive type of guys, right? His personality was not passive. If he thinks something has to be done, he goes out and does it. And so not only was he an activist, he was a scholar, he was a brilliant intellect. And God changes him. And after his conversion, wow, he defends the gospel before the king, King Festus, right?
当他改变之后，他甚至就去到君王的面前去捍卫基督教。
Remember what it says in Acts? The ruler looked at Paul and what he said, I can't believe what you're saying about Christianity. Paul, you've gone mad.
他甚至乎去到这个菲斯多这个王的面前去，这个王对他讲话，我不相信你会讲这些东西，你是不是傻了呢？
See, everybody heard who heard Paul realized he was brilliant. He was a learned scholar.
所有听过保罗讲嘢嘅人都知道佢系一个好聪明、好有学问嘅人。
And he was extremely religious, tremendously self-confident, hard and proud.
一个好有自信嘅人，一个好骄傲嘅人。
Yet the gospel, what did the gospel do? Knocked him to the ground.
但系呢个福音点样咧？呢个福音将佢去彻底嘅改变。
That's the reason why Paul says in slide 5, Romans 1:16, he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation.
在罗马书第一章里面，保罗话：我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，叫一切相信，救一切相信嘅。
Again, don't miss this. He doesn't say the Christian message is about the power of God. He says the Christian message is the power of God.
他并不是说这个福音的信息是关于神的大能，他是说这个福音信息本身就是神的大能。
That means the gospel has substance. It's not a concept. It's a power.
即是说这个福音是有实质的，这个不是只是一个概念，这个是有能力的。
Now you and I, when we look at the Christian message, what does it look like on the outside?
当我们看这个基督徒的信息的时候，我们外面看来是怎样的呢？
And this is why we say ho-hum, body of information.
可能你会说，这只不过是一些资料、材料、资讯。
But Paul's saying it's not that. It's not like psychology, philosophy, sociology, a body of information.
保罗说不是这样的，这个不是好像心理学、哲学或者是社会学这样一堆的知识。
Yes, Christianity addresses those things.
没错，基督教是有针对这些层面是有解释。
But that's not what it is. In its essence.
但这个福音不是这样。
Go to a third world nation where maybe they even still are backward where they would eat their enemies.
如果你去到一个第三世界的国家，可能你还会看到有些人会去甚至会吃了他们的敌人。
Or go to a family in a city where there's violence in family.
或者去到这个城市里面，某些家庭，在这些家庭里面有暴力。
Or go to the old Roman world, the old Greco-Roman world, where they threw out baby girls in the street because it wasn't economically feasible for them.
或者去到古时罗马的时代，他们将这个女性的婴孩扔去街上面，因为对他们来讲，这个并不能够帮助他们在经济上的效益。
And go to those places and just tell them about philosophy, psychology, and sociology.
你试下跟这些人去讲到哲学、讲到心理学或者是社会学。
And see what happens.
你看看会有什么发生。
Right, for example, what does sociology, philosophy say? Well, violence hurts society.
譬如社会学或者是心理学说，暴力会影响这个社会。
Right, we can't have a civilization without violence.
我们不能够有一个文化是有暴力的。
So just try to take this philosophy and change your family.
又或者用这个哲学去改变你的家庭。
Right? Where there's violence, just teach yourself philosophy and change.
又或者用这个哲学去教你自己去改变。
Say, in the name of the social fabric of the modern world, stop beating your wife.
或者基于这个社会学的研究上面，你应该唔好去打你嘅妻子。
Go ahead, see if that works.
你试下咁样行唔行得通
？In the name of the social fabric of the civilized world, stop eating your enemies.
或者喺一个有文化嘅社会里边，你唔应该去食你嘅敌人。
Go to mainland China a decade ago and say, stop throwing away your female babies.
又或者10年前你去中国里边，你叫佢哋唔好将你嘅女性嘅初生嘅婴儿去抌咗。
It won't happen.
你哋都唔可以帮助佢哋。
Yet routinely, for 2,000 years, over 2,000 years, the gospel has changed lives.
但喺2000年里边，这个福音不断嘅去改变人嘅生命。
I know, you know of families that the gospel has changed, where now there's no violence in the family.
我知道，同埋你都知道，喺福音里边，呢啲家庭当有福音嘅时候，佢哋嘅家庭都会改变。
You know. Through missionary stories, how the gospel changed primitive tribal people.
通过呢啲宣教士嘅故事，你知道呢个福音去点样去改变嗰啲落后社会嘅族人嘅生活。You
know the story in China, how the gospel changed, and how it's worked underground.
你知道呢个福音点样去改变中国嘅人，点样喺呢个地下教会里边去改变。
The gospel is a power.
这个福音是一个大能。
If you are a Christian, you know what that means.
如果你基督徒的时候，你知道这个是什么意思。
It's a relational power. It's not a body of information.
这个不是只是一堆的知识、信息，这个是一个神的能力。
You know what? You know how you know it's a power? Just kind of shake it off. If it's not a power, then just shake it off. You don't want it. Just shake it. Shake it away from you.
如果你知道这个是 不是能力的时候，你知道可以随便就可以掉咗佢。
You can't get away from it.
但系你知道你唔能够去逃避。
Because the gospel is not just truth written in a book.
因为福音唔系只系写喺一本书上边嘅一个真理。
It's just not a harmless body of information.
呢个唔系只系一个无害嘅材料。
You can't just put it away.
你唔可以就咁就摆埋佢。
Because you know it breathes life into you.
因为你知道呢个福音。 会将这个生命去吹入你自己的
It gets a hold of you and changes you.
它会抓住你和改变你。
See, anyone who is a Christian or has become a Christian knows that, senses that power has come into them.
每一个基督徒都感受到这个能力去到他们那里。
And do you know why?
你知不知为什么?
Because it's your creator, it's your maker that's coming in.
因为是你的创造者去进入到你那里。
You're undergoing a change.
你是开始被改变。
Just like the Apostle Paul.
好像保罗一样。
You're being born again, born from above.
是成为一个新的人，重生。
So what is it that actually brought Paul from saying I was to I am?
有乜嘢去改变咗保罗从佢以前去成为咗而家咁嘅人咧？
By the grace of God, it says. I am what I am. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace, it says, toward me was not in vain.
他说是藉着神的恩典去让我成为了今日的人，同埋这个恩典不是徒然的。
So what's it all about? What's that grace?
那这个恩典是什么?
What does it mean then? What is Paul saying?
保罗讲什么?
What does it mean when we say this incredible alteration has happened by God's grace?
他说这个改变是由神的恩典而来的，那是什么意思?
Well, first it's grace because you don't seek it.
首先恩典是因为不是你去寻求的。
See, before you become a Christian, or even while you're becoming a Christian, you think you're a sincere seeker of the truth.
当你成为基督徒之前，或者你 做紧基督徒嘅时候，你话啊，可能你同你自己讲话啊，我系一个好真心去寻求真理嘅人。
Everybody who hasn't become a Christian yet thinks he or she, I seek after truth.
嗰啲未成为基督徒嘅人，佢都话啊，我系一个寻求真理嘅人。
Right? The average person will say, if there's a God, if there's some way to God, I would consider it. I would seek to know Him.
他们都说如果真的有一个神的时候，我都想认识一下。
I'm a pretty good person.
我是一个挺好的人。
I'm a pretty decent person.
我是一个普通的人。
You know, in fact, I'm better than most people.
事实上我比其他人更加好。
You think you fairly, if you're not a Christian, sincerely seek after truth.
你去真心地相信自己去找这个真理。
Everybody feels like that until they become a Christian.
每一个人都会这样想，直至他们成为基督徒那一刻。
Because when you come to know Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you know you weren't seeking after the truth.
因为当你来到去认识耶稣基督的时候，你就知道其实你从前不是真的去找这个真理。
Because you never really wanted God. You were trying to avoid God. You really weren't chasing after God. You could care less about God. The only people who know they're not sincere are Christians.
那些真是认识到他们不是真心去寻求真理的人呢，就是基督徒。
The only people who know they didn't ever want God in their life, and they did everything they could to stay away from God, are Christians.
只有基督徒才去真正明白到自己其实以前从来不是要去找神，不想有神。
They know the only reason they're Christians is because God showered them with His grace.
为什么呢? 是因为神去将这个恩典是倾覆在他们的手。
And God showed them who He was and who they were.
神给他们看到神是哪一个，他们是哪一个。
Okay, slide 6, please. Romans 7:9 says, at one time, this is Apostle Paul, at one time I lived without understanding the law, according to the law of God, but when I learned the command not to covet, which is the 10th commandment, for instance, the power of sin came to life.
他说我以前没有律法是活着的，但是戒命来到，好像那个贪心的戒命一样，罪又活了，我就死了。
I want to repeat that verse in another translation. It says, I was alive, Apostle Paul speaking, apart from the law. That is the law of God. But the commandment, thou shalt not covet, came home to me and slew me.
另一个讲法就是说，我以前没有律法的时候，我是活着，但是当有这个律法，好像说你不要贪心的时候，这个罪就来到，我就死了。
I want you to do some thinking. Just take the simple phrase, Paul speaking, I was alive apart from the law of God.
你要去想想这句话，他说我从前没有律法之前，我是活着的。
Now think with me, Paul's background. He was a rabbinical scholar. That's what he did. A rabbinical scholar studied the law of God constantly.
你想想保罗的背景，他是一个律法的专家，他不断地去研究这个律法。
He poured his life energy out over studying the law of God. That's what rabbis do.
他倾尽他的心力去研究神的律法，这个就是那些拉比所做的事。
Have you ever seen the kind of books rabbi scholar type study? You ever see them?
你有没有看过这些拉比他们所读的书是怎样的呢?
They're huge books, tiny print, thousands of pages. In the center of the pages are just two or three verses, and all around the margins are what? Tiny print of all the other rabbis' views of those just those two verses.
他们看的书很大本，有很多很多页，几千页。 然后字都很小，然后中间可能只有几节的经文，而几节经文周围全部都是其他拉比对这几节经文的看法。Paul
was a good scholar. Not only he knew the law, he knew what everybody thought about the law.
保罗是一个很出色的学者，不单止他认识，他更加知道其他的拉比律法师怎样去看。He
knew it backwards and forwards. He preached it. He taught it.
他那本书由看到尾，他完全都清楚，他去教授这些东西。
So how can he say, I was apart from the law?
那他怎么可以说他以前没有律法呢?
This is what he means. In spite of all of what I did, I really didn't understand the law.
他是说，纵使我做了这么多事，但是我不是真正能够去认识律法。
I thought I was a good guy. I thought I was a moral person. I thought I was a decent seeker after truth.
他说我以前以为我是一个很好的人，我是一个很有道德的人，我是一个真心去追求真理的人。
I was apart from the law means I missed the point.
他說我,
I missed the whole point of
我以前沒有律法,
the law.
其實完全是因為他說他完全誤解了這個律法。
Paul says, I thought I knew the law inside out. I thought I obeyed it totally.
他說我以前以為我很清楚這個律法,我完全明白。
As far as I knew, I had obeyed not just one or two of them, all ten of them.
還有我是完全去
I thought I was so immersed in the law. I thought I understood law. I thought the law was the center of my being.
我以為保羅說我以為這個律法就是我生命的中心，我完全掌握到。
Something changed, right?
但有些事改變了。
Now he says, I've missed it. The entire point.
他現在說他完全誤解了。
That's a life-shattering change.
這個是完全改變他的生命。
He thought he was alive to God and he wasn't.
他以前以為他在神裏面去活著,但完全不是。
He thought if he died and he stood before God, he'd be accepted because of his obedience to the law.
他以前以為如果他死的時候站在神的面前會被神接受,因為他完全去遵守律法。
Paul thought if God was fair, he would see him as a decent moral being and he deserved God's favor and blessing.
他以為神應該是公平的,因為他所做的事,神應該對他好好,可以接納他。
But he says he was wrong.
但他說他是錯的。
I was apart from the law, I missed it completely.
他說以前原來完全是沒有律法,我完全去誤解了。
That's what Paul's doing. He's testifying in his New Testament list how God's grace changed him.
保罗是在做见证,在这个新约里面去做见证,讲到这个福音怎样改变。
You know, if you, I've said this before in other sermons, if you looked at the first nine commandments, you could read them in an external, behavioral way.
如果你看十诫里面头九条的时候,你看到好像一些外在的行为。
Right, take simply, you shall not kill, right?
譬如你不要杀人。
What does that mean? Don't knife someone. Don't shoot them.
即是说,你不要开枪射人,不要拿刀去刺人。
How about you shall not steal, right? That's physical, right? Physical behavior, right?
又或者不要偷东西,这是一个很实在的行动。
Right, you go down a list. It's physical, right? Physical behavior. Even the first commandment, you know, you can take it in a way in saying, oh, don't worship a statue or don't worship an improper worship service.
甚至乎第一条戒命其实讲到好像 说你不要去敬拜一个偶像,或者去一个不合乎神的心意的敬拜里面。
But in Romans 7, again, Paul's giving testimony of what the gospel did to his life, changed him. He refers to the 10th commandment, you shall not covet. It's about inward motivations, right?
但在罗马书第七章的时候,保罗做见证的话,你不要贪心,其实是一个内心的一个动机的问题。
And Paul testifies, Romans 7, suddenly begins to realize he'd been wrong. He missed the whole point of the law.
然后保罗说,突然说,他完全误解了这个律法。
And this happens to anyone.
在任何一个人的生命里面都会发生。
Who becomes a Christian.
是成为基督徒的人。
The law comes to you and shows you what? Your depravity.
这个律法来到,给你看到你是一个堕落的人。
You're not such a great gal. You're not such a great guy.
你不是一个这么好的人。
That's the gospel.
这个就是福音。
The law came to Paul.
这个律法来到保罗那里。
You're not a good seeker after the truth of God.
你不是真的去找神,去寻求真理。
That's conviction. That's what God, when God's grace comes into your life, He convicts you of that.
当这个神的恩典来到的时候,他让人去看到他们的罪。
Right, you could say, well, I never killed anybody.
你可以说,我从来没杀过人。
Right, the law says, you know, what's murder? Paul, what's murder?
律法说,谋杀是什么呢? 保罗又说,谋杀是什么呢?
Well, because there's an internal aspect, murder is setting yourself up as judge, jury, executioner.
因为是一个内心的状况,这个谋杀其实就是说,讲到你是一个裁判官,一个法官,一个施行刑法的人。
If you take internally, you shall not kill. What's a grudge?
如果你将这个谋杀放在你的里面的时候,你是真是什么呢?
It's the same thing. What's bitterness? What's an unforgiving spirit?
苦毒是什么呢? 不能够饶恕的心是什么呢?
It's the same as murder.
是跟谋杀一样。
Why? Because murder comes out of an unforgiving spirit.
因为谋杀是来自一个不能够饶恕的心。
Let me ask you, is there anyone you despise?
有没有人你是不喜欢的呢?
Is there anybody you really loathe?
有没有人你是很憎恨的呢?
Is there anybody you want to see fall down, down,
有没有一些人在你的生命里面你想见到他们是跌倒或者是遇到困难?
That's easy to answer, right? There are people in our lives that are very difficult to love.
很明显在我们的生命里面有很多人我们很难去爱的。
They scorn you. They irritate you.
他们侮辱你,他们令到你很不舒服。
They hit all your buttons and you explode.
他们每样东西都会激怒你。We
are murderers.
我们是谋杀人。Because
we hate them.
因为我们很憎恨他们。That's
the root of murder.
这个就是谋杀的根。The
only difference between an acorn and a forest of oak trees are what? The conditions, right?
一个橡树的果子和一个橡树的树林的分别是什么呢? 就是说那个生长的状况。
Give that little acorn, little rain, little good soil, forest, eventually, right?
只要将这个橡树的果子放在一个好的土壤里面,有雨水去喂养它们,很快就会成为一个树林。
In the same way, you have an unforgiving spirit? It could. Conditions right lead to murder.
如果你有一个不饶恕人的心, 当一个环境的条件都适合的时候, 就可以引致到谋杀。
Do you know why kings and dictators seem to kill more people than the average middle class citizen?
为什么那些独裁者好像比一些一般中产阶级的人会杀更多的人呢?
The only difference are the conditions.
唯一的原因就只不过是一些外在的条件。
If you were placed in that dictatorship role, you probably do the same.
如果你在那个独裁者那个位置的上面, 你可能会做同样的事。
Murder, according to the Bible, comes out of an unforgiving spirit.
根据圣经, 谋杀是来自你心里面不能够饶恕人。
And the law showed Paul what murder, stealing, adultery were.
而这个律法就被保罗看到这个谋杀、奸淫和贪心是什么?
That's the power of the gospel. Paul was knocked down spiritually, humbled to the ground.
这个就是福音的大能,这个福音将保罗带到下来,让他谦卑。
The light of God's truth hit his heart.
神福音的真理,那个光去照到他的心里面。
And it illumined his mind, illumined his body, illumined his soul.
照亮他的心灵,
to his dilemma.
让他看到他以前的困惑的事情。
That's God's grace.
这个是神的恩典。
Has that happened to you?
这件事有没有在你的生命里面发生呢?
That happens to everyone who is a Christian.
这件事是每一个基督徒的生命里面发生。
Because everybody is like that.
因为每个人都好像这样。
The Bible says there is no one righteous. No, not one. Romans 3:10.
罗马书第三章第十节话,没有一个义人,连一个都没有。
See, the Bible speaks of God's grace in the good news of Jesus Christ, right?
这个圣经讲到神的恩典是在耶稣基督的身上。
Jesus opens the minds of his disciples to understand the scriptures.
耶稣基督将他的门徒的心打开,让他们明白到真理。
As you open the Bible and unfold the pages, turn the pages, it explains the gracious things God showed the disciples concerning himself.
当你打开这个圣经去看的时候,你让我们看到神的恩典,怎样去让这些门徒去明白?
The Bible is about Jesus, the Savior and Lord, that you need to know personally.
这个圣经就是讲到, 这个耶稣基督,这个救主,你需要在个人层面上认识他。
Jesus spoke to his disciples, his followers, right, about repentance, the forgiveness of sins, making disciples.
耶稣基督向他的门徒去讲到悔改,怎样去使万民做他的门徒。
Why?
为什么?
Because the Bible story is about making sinners into children of the living God.
因为圣经的故事就是说怎样去改变人去成为神的儿女。
And the Bible equips, if you're a Christian already, equips you to minister God's truth to others.
以这个圣经去装备信徒，去让他们去将这个福音去传给其他人。
But to do so in God's way, to become a servant, to display the gospel of grace.
但是藉着神的方法，让你是做一个仆人的身份，去将这个神的恩典去彰显出来。
Because Jesus taught his disciples to minister like him, to be gracious.
因为耶稣基督教他的门徒要好像他这样，是好像感恩。
Because you are a carrier of a gracious message.
因为你是那个带着这个恩典的信息的人。
You counsel people with God's grace.
你用神的恩典去帮助其他人。
That means you're dependent upon God.
即是说你是依靠神。
Your wisdom comes from God.
你的智慧来自神。
Your gentleness comes from God.
你的温柔来自神。
Your authority, your kindness, your realism comes from God.
你的权柄，你的恩慈都是来自神。
Your persistence, your courage, your flexibility comes from God.
你的坚忍，你的勇气都是来自神。
And your self-sacrifice, your pursuit of godliness, your patience comes from God's grace.
你的忍耐，你的坚持，你寻求真理都是来自神的恩典。
It's a distortion of biblical truth if you think that you just tack on with your own efforts to God's grace.
你以为你靠着自己的能力可以得到神的恩典，这个是错误。
That somehow your willpower enables you to do those things.
你以为靠你的意志可以做到这些事，你是错。
Paul clearly says in Galatians, the works and lusts of the flesh, the old sinful nature, are replaced by the fruit of the Spirit.
加拉太书讲得很清楚，我们以前的肉身的罪已经拿走，而来到新的是属灵的果子。
Right, the fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control.
九种圣灵的果子，仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、各样。
The fruit of the Spirit is the supreme gift of God's grace.
圣灵的果子是神的恩典的礼物。
You see, the indwelling Spirit works to change you, to change you practically.
神的恩典可以真正正正正去改变你。
And God's self-revelation becomes the environment we live in.
而神去启示祂自己，让我们是活在当中。
And God's promise becomes the food we live on.
而神的应许就是我们要依靠去生存那个食物。
And God's commands becomes the life we live out.
而神的律法就是我们要活出来的生命。
You know, many people think that it'sEmphasizing obedience to God's commands means ignoring or contradicting the free grace of the gospel.
很多人以为当我们去要遵守神的律法，去跟神的旨意的时候，我们就好像同这个福音所讲的自由的意志是相违背。
But just look at the Apostle Paul.
但是你看看保罗。
The free grace is effective grace.
这个恩典是一个有影响力的恩典。
See, it's no treat to be forgiven adultery and yet remain an adulterer.
如果你是一个被神去饶恕了你的奸淫的罪的时候，但是你仍然是犯紧奸淫的时候，这个对你没帮助。
It's no glory to God to forgive anger and let leave you alone to be prone to anger.
如果神去饶恕了你的愤怒，但是你仍然是很容易去发怒的时候，对于神来讲，这个他不会得到任何荣耀。
It's no honor to the gospel if anxiety can be forgiven, yet people are nervous wreck their entire life.
如果人的忧虑被神去赦免，但是那个人仍然在忧虑当中去存活的时候，这个不是真的有这个恩典。
And it's no advance of God's kingdom to forgive self-centered people if they don't learn in some measure.How to consider the interests of others better than themselves.
如果这个人的自我中心已经被神了赦免，但是他并没有去有兴趣去考虑到别人的益处的时候，这个并不能够帮助神的国度去扩展。
See, God's in the business of making disciples through His grace.
神系要用佢嘅恩典去使万民做佢门徒。
And the Spirit of God will produce those desires and those fruits.
神嘅灵会去叫人去产生呢啲嘅果子。
And everybody thinks they're good.
个个都以为佢哋自己好好。
Doesn't matter whether you're good or bad, have a good or bad self-image.
无论你有乜个自我嘅形象系点样。
There's no real difference between a very religious or a very irreligious person.
对于一个冇宗教或者一个有宗教嘅人嚟讲，冇分别。
If you talk to a lot of people, you'll know most, just about everyone says I'm not too bad.
对好多人嚟讲，佢哋都话我唔系一个好差嘅人。
I'm better than most people.
我哋比其他人更加好。
And everyone who becomes a Christian.Realizes I can't be saved on my own righteousness. I can't be acceptable through my own performance, through my own merits.
但成为咗基督徒嘅人，佢哋话佢哋唔能够靠自己嘅好行为去得救。
Because the truth of the matter is, the people with good self-images and the people with bad self-images are all proud.
因为无论你嘅自我形象系好定系唔好都好，佢哋都系骄傲嘅人。
And that's why God's grace is so essential. You have to realize that you're dead spiritually.
所以神嘅恩典系咁重要，因为你要明白到你自己喺灵上边你系死嘅。
And when you realize that, it's proof you're actually coming alive spiritually.
当你系认识到呢一点嘅时候，你就开始真系喺灵上边去活出嚟。
Because that's the way Christianity works.
这个就是基督教是这样的。
You don't have any spiritual life till you see that you're spiritually dead.
因为当你未真的在灵上面死的认识到自己在灵上面死的时候，你不是真的有一个属灵的生命。
And that's why Christians are humble.
所以基督徒要谦卑。
Because they realize the word of God, page after page after page says, I don't deserve anything from God.
因为他们看神的话语的时候，每一页都告诉他们，他们不配得到神。
I can't give him what I owe him.
我不能够去将那些我欠了他的东西去偿还给他。
I can't pay for my debt.
我不能够付自己的债。
And as soon as you say, I thought I was a pretty good person, but now I realize I was dead spiritually, that's a sign that you're alive, that God is working.In your life.
当你意识到你灵上面是死的时候，你就是一个提示，让你看到神是来到你那里。
Consider what the Bible spells out in closing. You're so wicked that the Son of God had to come. That's what Christmas is about, right? He had to come to die.
圣经讲我们是一个邪恶很坏的人，以致耶稣基督要来到。
That's the only remedy for you.
这个是你唯一解决的办法。
Do you understand that?
你明不明白了?
Do you believe that?
你相不相信?
If you think what I just said is extreme, you're living life apart from the law.
如果你听到我刚才所说的东西以为是很极端的时候，你就是在律法以外。
You missed the whole point.Of the law of God.
你完全误解了神的律法。
The good news is, realize you're spiritually dead so that you can be resurrected to new life.
个好消息就是说，你要知道自己在属灵上面是死，以致你可以复活去过一个新的生命。
If you refuse to believe that, the message of grace can't transform you.
如果你去拒绝去咁样承认嘅时候，呢、这个信息唔能够去改变你。
That's the message of grace.
呢个系恩典嘅信息。
Jesus Christ died for you. He has lived the sinless life for you.
耶稣基督为你过一个无罪嘅生活，为你而死。
And if you rest in Him instead of what you think is pretty good about yourself, you will be saved.
如果你是依靠他而不是靠你自己做一个好的人的时候，你就可以得救。
That means you've transferred your trust from yourself to what Jesus has done for you.
即是说将你的信心由你自己那里去转移到耶稣基督他为你所做的身上。
And now in response to his love and grace, you want to trust and obey him.
然后回应佢所俾你嘅爱、你嘅恩典嘅时候，你就想去顺服佢。
Father, we thank you for your grace that is disclosed to us page after page in the Bible.
天父，我哋感谢你，你圣经一页又一页嘅，让我哋睇到你嘅恩典。
Yet it's so easy for people like us, Lord, self-righteous people, to miss.That message.
我哋对于我哋自义嘅人嚟讲，我哋好容易去错失咗呢个信息。
Lord, left to ourselves, we want to be in control. We want to do something to get us out of a problem.
我哋每一个人都想靠自己嘅能力去做一啲嘢，去让我哋去离开我，我哋解决我哋嘅问题。
But the gospel says we need to depend, throw ourselves helplessly upon you.
但呢个福音讲俾我哋听，我哋要完全嘅去靠你。
And as we ask you to shower us with your grace, we are made new.
我哋求你嘅恩典去临到我哋嘅时候，我哋能够去更新。
Oh Lord, I hope my friends here realize this is not just a message for those who don't believe.
主要让我哋呢度嘅人都去。清楚这个信息不是只是给那些未信的人。
Apostle Paul and others make absolutely clear we need your grace every moment of every day.
保罗都让我们看到我们每一天每一刻都需要你的恩典。
That we have no good
在我们里面没有好的东
西 apart from you.
如果你们离开你的时候。
And so Lord, make usMake us people of grace.
主要让我们是成为恩典的子民。
Help us, Lord, to respond to your great love.
帮助我们回应你的爱。
And this Christmas will be extra special if we do.
如果是这样做的时候，这个圣诞节就真的是一个很特别的日子。
We pray that for the sake of your church. We pray that for the sake of the name of Jesus Christ.
我们为耶稣基督的名为教会去祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.